Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Port Ludlow Drainage District Commissioner's monthly meeting. This is meeting number 0343 at 10 o'clock here at the Beach Club, November 13th meeting. And we'll start the meeting with roll call. After he called us the order, Commissioner Mountain is here.
Ron Mountain, can
Yeah, I'm
motion
not.
number one?
Yeah, is here,
Yep.
and I'm Commissioner Cole, and I'll be chairing the meeting today. And we have Lee Christensen, our administrative assistant here, and Stacy is listening on Zoom. Commissioner Mike Nielsen has had a personal family problem he had to deal with. He had his knee surgery yesterday, so he won't be with us today. So we miss him, but wish him well. And so he's not here, but we do have a quorum with Commissioner Mountain and I here. So first we'll have Commissioner Communications. Commissioner, have you had any communications you want to share with the at this time?
I have not
Okay.
had
I
any.
do not have any communications either. We have public comment. Is there any public comment? We would hear that at this
We
time.
don't have any visitors with us.
No visitors on Zoom except Stacy.
Oh, here comes.
I just wanted to. I'm keeping my distance, guys, because I'm a little under the weather today, but I wanted to introduce myself. I'm the new general manager here at Fort Ludlow, the LMC.
Yes.
I'm replacing Greg Hannon Bryan, who's retiring.
Yeah.
And I just want to come in and say, hey, I'm Mike Wilson, and same email, everything works the same. So feel free to contact me for anything you guys need, okay?
Yeah,
All
my
right.
wife
Thank
worked
you.
for you, Diane.
Oh,
Yes,
awesome.
because you're a great guy, and she's really looking forward to
She's
working
lying
with
to her teeth.
you.
You'll find out I was a Marine for 14 years. I'm a very sarcastic, witty human being. I tell people all the time, we all work for a reason, but we don't have to hate coming here. We can all enjoy being at work together. And so have some exciting things for the future and
Yeah,
good to
she's
meet
been
you.
sure a breath of fresh air.
I try. I try.
She
But
said
have a great
we're gonna have a party.
We
I'm anxious
are.
to hear
We're
about
having a
that.
country cowboy party for the staff on January 18th, I believe.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Our just the, you don't have to pay together. It's just for our staff, like our staff party. Everyone
As
else
long as I'm
comes.
not staff, is what you're saying.
Are you staff?
Not,
But
no.
next year I plan on trying to see if we can do a full-on community Christmas party.
Yeah, that'd
I'm
be
kind of good
great.
at like
Great.
timing and stuff. Have a
Yeah.
great day, guys. I don't want to
Yeah.
get anybody sick,
Well,
so have a
everybody,
wonderful day.
thank you very much
Thank
for
you,
that.
bye.
Any I hear no public comment. We have the consent agenda, both 5A and 5B.
You
So
all should have received the accounts payable and the draft minutes from October 9th.
I got the draft minutes here.
Is there any comment about the 5A and 5B for consent agenda approval? Do I hear a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to accept the consent agenda as presented by Lee.
All right. And I'll second that. So, motion made and approved for the minutes under consent agenda. Next is the approval of the minutes for October 9th.
That's part of the consent agenda, so
It is okay. All
and they'll
right.
sign these before we.
Okay, that's great. We won't have to worry about getting them sent to us. Old business. Let's see, the review of additional maps regarding the exact district boundary. Stacy, do you have any comments on that at this point about the adjusting the boundary so that it's correct on our website?
Not really. So there was the last time we met, there was the question about the large parcel to Southwest. And so, to make sure the maps included that area. So we redid the maps to show it. And then I was thinking, it seems kind of, we should be putting the district boundary on these maps. So we did, and it lays across that property. And, Commissioner Nielsen's found that, only about 1 acre of that large parcel really is assessed and is part of the district. That's kind of just the end of the story, really, is that not that entire parcel is within the district. So we basically just redid the maps that shows that whole parcel, but we had added that district boundary line. So we gave you new maps with the district boundary drawn on all the maps.
Okay, you say you gave us maps. I don't have a map. Or do you give them to Mike?
I think they were emailed.
Okay.
Check your emails. Did you email them to all of us,
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were
So
emailed.
what is that parcel, Stacy? That entire RV parcel? Is it like 3 acres, 4 acres, and only 1 acre? Are you it's just a 1 acre parcel that's in the drainage district, is that what you're saying?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I here, I'll share my screen real quick. Oh, am I? Yeah. Let's see. Let me show you my screen real quick and I'll highlight what we were talking about here. So maybe we'll pick a non-aerial. So here's that large parcel. Can you see the screen?
I
Can you
can.
make it a little bigger? I mean make the file bigger. There you go. Oh, this is good right there.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. So here's the right here that large parcel. So we had ex
That R
we
RV park, yeah.
Yeah, but really only this kind of smaller area is you see this part and this part is included in within the district boundary.
Oh,
So
okay.
that's the only change we added. We kept the maps as is really and just added this blue district boundary on them, as you can kind of see flipping through here.
Yeah, I
So
see.
makes it a little
Is
more
the
clear.
The PLA offices are down there, and Sewer and Water have their offices down there. The Sewer and Water District have their offices down there. Is that office that's down there included, or is that outside the boundary?
Is
There's an
it
office. Oh,
most
yeah,
of
I see
this looks untouched, except for whatever
it.
this may be, which
That's the
outside.
office. Yeah, they're going to move that office up to where we are. Up by Admiralty 2, there's a church there now, but their church is moving out, and they're going to have the church services here at the Beach Club. And PLA, Port Ludlow Associates, are moving into where the church is up there off of Oak Bay Road, that church. Yeah. So I'm assuming that maybe that whole building will be part of the new, they're putting a number of homes in there that maybe they're going to tear that down, and it'll be
Maybe.
part of their they're just going to do the infrastructure, roads, sidewalks, streets, water, and then sell the lots to builders. Anyway, I was curious of whether that was inside or outside our district, and they're outside. That building is outside.
Right.
That boundary is correct.
Right. Yep.
Well, good. Thank you for doing that.
Sure.
So the old boundary, none of it was in the district, huh? The old boundary that Michael saw that part of that was in the district, and we didn't show it on our old maps.
Yeah, I don't think anything's changed. We stole this boundary from what's been used in years past. So I have a sense it's always been this way.
Always been that way.
Yeah, and I think I talked to Nancy Lockett about, why is it that this kind of is it, if she knew any history of why it may have been drawn the way it was, the district boundary, and she said it was largely due to drainage basins. So
Yeah.
it doesn't make sense when you look at parcels lines on a map, but topography wise, it makes sense of what flows one way and what flows another way.
Oh, I see. I was going to ask that question. Okay, well, that makes sense. Well, thanks for checking into it and making sure we got the right boundaries. Any other discussion under old business? Do you have anything further, Stacy, about that?
No, not me.
Okay. New business. None noted. Do you have anything under new business?
I do.
Okay. Financial reports. Approval of the 2026 budget. I wonder if we should defer this or can we? Maybe we can't. Okay, well, if we need to approve it,
Yeah,
be all comfortable with Micros here, but
he already reviewed and approved the resolution
oh.
and the budget, so we're all synced with the numbers.
Okay.
So we can sign this at the end of the meeting if you want, but this
Okay.
is the one we're going to do.
Do you have any comments or about the budget for next year?
I don't.
Commission?
Okay.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the budget for 2026 as presented.
And I will second that motion to approve the 2026 budget.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Okay.
The budget for 2026 has been approved. Let's see, administrative coordinator reports. Do you have anything?
Okay. I don't know if you remember last month we had a public records request, and I contacted the person on the phone number they provided. It was a bogus phone number. But I still responded to him within the time, saying that, hey, you need to sign this and da da da. And I have not received one word. So I'm going to say that it's to rest. But I did contact MRSC, and we did everything right, but probably not to the degree that they wanted us to. I did not collect any of the records until, and it wouldn't be hard for me to collect the records. They wanted everything financial. And I would just go to the county and say, click this off and send it to me. So I knew what it got that if it was for real. So
So good. So that
that hopefully is put to rest.
yes, okay. Any other comments? Anything else that you skipped? Did we approve the financial? We did approve the budget.
Yeah, the financial reports usually you have a copy of those
Okay, and do we
electronically.
need a motion to approve those?
Sure, let's do that.
You want to make a motion to approve the financial reports?
Sure.
We did the budget, but we didn't approve the financial reports.
So I'll make a motion to approve the financial reports, our district monthly reports.
I'll second that. Any discussion? I'm assuming that Michael also has looked at those. Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved. So that's anything you have under. On the administrative coordinator reports.
So, as you all know, the district needed to supply the list of assumed eligible voters to the county by the first.
November 1st.
And I was working on that all through October. I got the information from the state on the voters, and it turned out that file was too big of all the voters, so I had to get them per county. And it was time consuming and very tedious, and I love that kind of stuff.
Per count, you mean per.
So what happens is, let's see if I can bring one up. This was the list of our presumed eligible voters. So I got the list from the assessor's office with everybody's parcel number, owner number, blah blah blah
Correct.
blah. Some of those were out of state, so I didn't have, they're not registered voters, so I didn't have to look them up. And some of these are trusts. And they can vote differently.
Yes,
So I had to make sure that the trusts were identified. And then these people, I had searched and searched and searched and could not find their voter information. And some of them were outside of Jefferson County. So I had to figure out which county they're in
Really?
and then download that information from the state so I could cross-check.
To
So,
see if they're a registered voter or to see if they are.
well, to see if they're a registered voter and try to.
So there were a lot of people from out of state that owned property in the drainage district.
But I don't worry about them being registered voters in Washington because they're.
Yeah, their permanent address is not in the state, so it wouldn't be. It can't be registered voter in multiple states.
But
So
like,
that was the work you had.
see, there's Renton. I have people in Renton, so I have to download King. I have people in Kitsap and Bainbridge, Jim comes to Jefferson. Yeah, that was kind of fun.
Download King to find out.
Oh, download all the voters in King County
Yeah,
and then have my list and go, oh, Ken and Barbie, they're here.
to see if they're owners
We
or
already know they're owners because they're on
right.
the assessor's
Right.
list. So we just needed to know if they were registered
Very good
voters.
votes. Okay. And that was tedious and time consuming. Yeah. How many do you think you had to do that? 50?
I
200?
would say, well, I had to check everybody.
Yeah.
Now, the way I set this up is that we'll be able to download a lot of this into a mail merge. So when we do have to send out whatever, we just bleh.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to set it up that way because that's not how we got it. And so yeah, it was kind of fun. I could look up everybody's let's see. Do you know how many Coles there are?
In Jefferson County or in our drainage district?
And actually, it was in the state of Washington. So
Oh, state of water, a lot of
I
coals.
happened to get that first. And
Yeah.
then,
Not a whole lot of mountains, huh?
who? No, I think. And Nelson,
Yeah.
and then how they did like hyphenated names or names with the apostrophe, they either included the apostrophe or that apostrophe was a space or no space. And yet
Yeah.
it
So is
was
it complete now?
it's complete as far as I know.
And you sent it into the county?
I sent it in. They were like, don't worry us right now because we're in the middle of an
Right.
election. So I think I'm going in tomorrow to say, okay, this is what I did. See, here are these little tabs right here, and this is what they mean, and this was the original parcel that we
Okay, you're
got.
going in tomorrow, huh?
I think
Yeah,
so
yeah.
because and then they reminded me that they did it last time, and
Right.
that was part of the $4,000 that we had. So looking at
Right.
my time
Right.
and that cost, you guys got a deal.
Yeah. But we're not under any fine for not getting it to them. What's today, 13?
Oh no, I already talked to them. They said it was just that
Okay.
they
Well, they
said,
have no problem too.
oh
Yeah.
no. And I contacted them on the first, which was a Saturday. I contacted them on the third, which was the Monday,
Okay.
day before the
I
election.
see.
They're like, yeah, we'll get right back to you.
Have they replaced Quinn?
No.
Wow.
Although she's
Consultant. Figured she wouldn't be.
yeah.
So this list is the final
This list is what's going to
product.
go to them.
Yeah.
And then, as Quinn has suggested, that each year we get a new list of property owners and figure out which ones are the newer ones and include them to that
I see.
list.
Updated.
Updated.
How many people are on this list? How many
Of the Washington registered voters
that are in the drainage
that are
district?
in the drainage district,
With how many?
1,278. And also in the district are
1,278, so about 1,300.
and 228 are in the district but not registered voters. And then there are 88 businesses.
Oh, this is on top of the 1,300.
Yeah,
88 businesses,
88
and how
businesses.
many people that are not registered?
No voter information that I could find. It was 228.
Wow.
And
So
1,278.
total, that's about 1,500,
Yeah.
including the non-registered and the businesses.
So I said, don't
So,
make me do math. Don't make me
oh
do
no,
math.
I'm just ballpark, about
Yeah.
15.
1,278 plus 228. So 12, yeah, 1,500. So
Yeah, okay. That's good to know. I thought there were around 1,100 and 1,200, but it was about 15. Okay.
And then the out of states are 96.
So what this can you consider this an update from the last time this was done?
This was
I mean,
done
the
from the
last
ground
time the
up.
county did it,
The county did it. So
but
this
this,
one, I did it.
yeah.
I know
Okay.
my work.
Yeah.
I know how I set it up.
Okay.
I set it up so that it could go into mail merge
It's a
with
little
me.
different than what the county
I
did.
have no idea what they did. I know they did manage to get Mary, the voter, the what do you call it? So she could make the labels, the mail merge stuff.
Oh, okay.
So they did do that.
Now, this notice that we talked about that we have to send out. And we talked about a card instead of a letter. Is that something my Commissioner Nielsen's looking into, or
Well, I'm going to contact the printery and see what it will cost to do that and what will be on that list, assuming there's an election.
yes, assuming there's an election.
Then it says, if you're community property, if you own it, one vote. If you and your spouse own it, two votes. If it's a trust, maximum two votes. And businesses, two votes or whatever. So, and that's just sort of instructions on that.
Okay, and if you have over 5 acres, you get more votes, right? Because your acreage,
I
depending on
didn't
the
see
size
that.
of your, yeah,
Oh, okay.
is that I understand it, each household gets 2 votes,
Two votes.
but if you're on 5 acres, you get 4 votes.
I have to look into that.
Yeah, okay. That's my understanding anyway. You get more votes if you're on
Yeah, because
bigger parcels.
yeah, I'm not doing this list.
Yeah.
It took.
Stacy, do you have any comment about the list of eligible voters in the drainage district? Anything?
No, I do know it's a real challenge because working with other districts, that's I don't normally get too heavily involved. Like sometimes I'll prepare the mail. Like mailing lists, but I tend not to go through that. All the effort Lee had to go through there to verify. It sounds like it is quite the pain.
Yeah.
Yes, it
So,
is. In the
scheme of things, yeah. So, I think that you have anything else to report?
No, I think we're just heading on until December. I
Yeah.
hope Mike makes
Yes.
it through
And
okay.
for the record, I did go to the post office and pay for another key, which was $18.50, and brought back the key. So now we have a second key for our mailbox, and I gave it to Lee. She's in charge of that key, and
In here.
I guess good. Is it for a year? No, key is good
Good
for
forever. I think we
forever.
have the annual fee.
Right. So for the record, we have two keys now, and I have one, and Lee has one. Well, Stacy, for all practical purposes, Commissioner Mountain's last. Well, he'll be here next month, maybe.
Wow.
No, this is it. I think this. So we'll have to. Commissioner Nielsen and I are going to have to decide or get together so we can pick up where Commissioner Mountain left off with working with you, on doing some sort of assessment of all of our drainage systems, a review and assessment. So we'll have to get back to you once Michael gets back here, which he'll be here next meeting. And this is Commissioner Mountain's last meeting for all practical purposes. For the record, we want to thank you
yes
for serving on the board.
Thanks, Ron.
I just wish I could have done more. And you know, circumstances kind of.
Yeah, we know that, Commissioner. Yeah. We know that. We know that if you hadn't had all these issues, that you would have been able to do more. Well, we're grateful you're here today, so we had a quorum.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Well, we wish you well.
Thank you.
Yeah, and when you come back to sweep your driveway and dust off your roof, and if we're around, try to say hello.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Stacy. Well, thank you, and we'll get back to you on what we're going to do in terms of number one of
Okay. Sounds good.
No other comments, no other discussion.
Oh, one little thing. We did not sign the resolution approving the 2025 budget last November, which was housekeeping. So we're going to sign that.
Sign it now. Okay. All right. Stacey, thank you.
Okay. Bye. Thanks. Have a good day.
Yeah. You too. Have a good Thanksgiving. All right.
Are we going to end the meeting?
I'm hereby adjourning the meeting.
So, let me turn off the recording.
Well, that's good. 10:20, is it? 10:20.